There's a mid-season showdown tomorrow afternoon in Indianapolis. The unbeaten New England Patriots, who are 8-0, face the unbeaten Indianapolis Colts, who are 7-0. This is believed to be the first regular season game between two Super Bowl champions who've gotten to mid-season undefeated since Sparta squared off against Athens. Joining us from ESPN Radio Studios in Bristol, Connecticut, is ESPN.com senior writer Howard Bryant. Howard, thanks for being with us.
As always, Scott, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Look, Howard, I think a lot of football fans around the country think the New England Patriots have been running up the score, and they hope
they have.
All right, and they hope they get their helmets handed to them this weekend. Are the Colts the team to do it?
If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be the Colts. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Patriots are just on a mission. They're a very angry team after Spygate, whether they were cheaters or not, and they've had their accomplishments impugned. You watch this team, and what you're really seeing is an extension of the coach, of Bill Belichick, and this is a I think it's a lot of fun because the thing that I really love about sports is the contrast, and you've got this dignified, reserved Christian coach in Tony Dungy going up against Bill Belichick, whose reputation is taking a worse hit each day and each game he wins. And so you've got these two contrasting styles, and both of these teams are extremely accomplished. They're both championship teams. They both crash into each other. One has to beat the other for one to win the championship. Neither team has beaten the other in the postseason on the road. So it's just a wonderful classic matchup that I've actually missed in the NFL.
Is asking Brady or Manning these days a bit like asking Rolex or Cartier?
Or Magic or Bird. Absolutely. You've got two players at the top of their games, and they're such great competitors, and they're so good right now. And I think that's one of the things that's really fun to watch.
Randy Moss, I got to say, there was a lot of skepticism when Bill Belichick acquired him at New England, but he so far he's really paid off.
Well, I didn't understand that, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that when there are players like Randy Moss, and I think in this 24/7 ESPN-driven news cycle, the idea of a bad guy isn't always what a bad guy is. I think Randy Moss wanted to win. I think he's always wanted to win. But I think he's one of those players that really didn't enjoy losing, and he didn't handle losing very well. And a lot of times when you have players like that, these guys just want to win. And if you put them in losing environments, then they look like troublemakers. But if you put them in a place where they can go out and win, then they give you pretty much the great performances that you expect.
Let me ask about Bob Sanders, safety of the Colts. He's 5'8", but boy, is he a force on the field.
He's a great player, and a lot of people believe that he was the difference, if it's possible, to have a 53-man roster of a football team and have one player really make the difference, that Bob Sanders was the reason why the team peaked defensively in the postseason, because he had been hurt coming in. And he's one of those players as well, when you watch him, very much like little Dustin Pedroia of the Boston Red Sox, where you look at this guy and you say, how can he be so good playing against these physical giants? Well, because he plays with a lot of heart and a lot of passion. And I think the fun thing about Bob Sanders is he's 5'7½" or 5'8", whatever you want to call him. But boy, he likes to hit you.
And I have to ask now, Joe Torre obviously stepped out on the deal that was offered him by the New York Yankees, which he found demeaning. He's heading to the L.A. Dodgers. Joe Girardi has been hired to manage the New York Yankees. Is Joe Girardi going to wish they'd change places?
I think he may, after that first two-game losing streak when people in New York are saying, wait till next year. I think that I've never seen anybody handle New York like Joe Torre. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how Joe Girardi handles the Bronx.
Our friend Howard Bryant, whose day job is with ESPN, the magazine, ESPN.com, and ESPN, the frozen green beans. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.